بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. The prayer has great status before Allah Almighty. It is the act of worship through which Allah spoke directly to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam without an intermediary. And it is the first pillar of Islam after the testimony of faith. Its conditions, pillars, obligations, and recommended actions are discussed in the Quran and Sunnah more than any other act of worship. It is the only worship for which the call is made to people five times each day and night. Congregational prayer is obligatory for men, and it holds numerous religious and worldly benefits. It has great virtues in the religion of Allah Almighty and abundant rewards. Those who frequent masjids are guests of the Most Merciful, so who is more honored than them? For those who go to the masjid, Allah prepares a hospitality for them in paradise every time that they go. A Muslim adorns themselves appropriately for each situation and place. Undoubtedly, the places most deserving of adornment are the houses of Allah, blessed and exalted is He, which are the most beautiful places and the most beloved to Allah. Allah Almighty says, O children of Adam, take your adornment at every masjid. Hassan ibn Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, used to wear his best and finest clothes when going to the masjid. When asked about this, he said, Allah is beautiful and loves beauty, and I adorn myself for my Lord. And he says, O children of Adam, take your adornment at every masjid. Any person invited to an event prepares for it by bathing, wearing perfume, and choosing clothing suitable for the occasion, their role in the event, and the status of their host. A guest of the king of this of the kings of this world is not like a guest of ordinary people. Then what do you think of the one who is the guest of the King of Kings, the Lord of the worlds, and the Creator of all? Since those attending congregational prayers in the masjids are the guests of Allah Almighty, certain acts and etiquettes have been prescribed for them, appropriate to this great occasion, which no worldly occasion, no matter how great, can match. The reward for these guests of Allah is proportionate to their adherence to what Allah Almighty has ordained for this great ritual. Among these acts and etiquettes are to make one's intention purely for the sake of Allah Almighty before leaving for prayer. Also, to be aware of the greatness and the status of prayer in the religion and its place with Allah Almighty. Consequently, the prayer becomes magnified in one's heart, so they cannot be diverted from it by any creation, no matter how great, nor can they be deterred from it by any worldly affair, however significant, and so that they give the prayer the preparation and readiness that it deserves. Imam Muslim narrated that Uthman ibn Affan, may Allah be pleased with him, performed wudu in the best fashion one day and then said, I saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam perform wudu and perfecting it, and then said, whoever performs wudu like this and then proceeds to the masjid only for the sake of prayer will be forgiven his previous sins. Many people forget this important reflection of remembering the greatness of prayer before setting out to the masjid, for this preparation has become habitual and burdensome for them, and they struggle within themselves regarding it. However, if they condition themselves and strive before each prayer to contemplate its status in the religion and its place with the Lord of the worlds, they would find the greatest pleasure and comfort in it, as our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam found solace in the prayer. Certainly, prayer was the comfort of his eyes. Indeed, what demonstrates the greatness of prayer in the religion is what has been ordained for it in terms of purification and wudu. Despite it being repeated five times each day, there are great rewards for wudu, including the expiation of sins with each limb washed, and the opening of the gates of paradise for those who complete their ablution and perform the prescribed remembrance afterwards. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is no one among you who performs wudu and does it well then says, I bear witness that there is no rightly worshipped deity except Allah alone, with no partner or associate, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger, servant, and messenger. But the eight gates of paradise will be open for him, and he will enter through whichever one he wants. This purification befits the honor of this great occasion. Thus, it has been ordained to adorn oneself with clothing and perfume, and use a miswak, a toothstick, to purify the mouth. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "If it were not for the hardship it would cause my community, I would have commanded them to use the miswak before each prayer." However, it is a form of disrespect to the masjid and to the prayer for a worshipper to attend in inappropriate attire, such as sleepwear, sports attire, or dirty and smelly clothing. There is a strict prohibition in attending the congregation with unpleasant odors, because that conflicts with the greatness of the occasion, and the angels and believers are harmed by it. Jabir bin Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with them, narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever eats garlic or onion should remain away from us or from our masjid and stay in his house." And in a narration from Muslim, "Whoever eats onions, garlics, and leeks should not approach our masjid, because the angels are harmed by what harms the children of Adam." This is an important issue which many people nowadays take lightly. However, part of what Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, advised the people upon knowing of his impending death from a vision he saw was, "O people, you eat two plants which I do not regard as anything but offensive, this garlic and these onions. I have seen the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if he noticed their smell coming from a man in the masjid, commanded that he be taken out to al-Baqiyya. Whoever eats them, let him cook their odor out." If the prohibition was not strict, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not have commanded that the man be exited from the masjid to Baqiyya. It is not permissible for a Muslim to go to the masjid with the smell of garlic or onions or smoke, or the stench of unclean socks or clothes. Whoever eats garlics or onion should pray at home and should not offend the worshippers with their smell. Likewise, the odor of smoking is offensive. If there was no harm in smoking, other than offending the angels and worshippers with the smell, this alone should be enough to deter those afflicted with smoking and incentivize them to strive their utmost to quit. Some worshippers are lax in wearing tight, short, or transparent clothing, which contradicts Allah's command to adorn oneself at every prayer. The commanded adornment includes clothing that covers the awrah. The awrah for a man is from the navel to the knees, and for a woman, all of her is an awrah except her face and hands in prayer. Scholars unanimously agree that covering the awrah is a condition for the validity of the prayer. This adornment with which we follow the path of Islam is an incentive to reach the bliss of paradise, which contains the perfection of every adornment and the perfection of every good. Allah Almighty says, "And whatever thing you people have been given, it is only for the enjoyment of this worldly life and its adornment, and what is with Allah is better and more lasting. So will you not use reason?" And Allah Almighty says, "Upon them, the inhabitants will be green garments of fine silk. So be conscious of Allah and maintain the prayer at its appointed times. Perform it with all its conditions, pillars, and obligations, and establish it in the best manner and state. Encourage your families and those under your care to maintain this prayer. Educate them to revere and honor it, and teach them its rules and the etiquettes of standing before their Creator, exalted be He, as all of this is part of venerating Allah and His symbols. That is so, and whoever honors the symbols of Allah, indeed it is from the piety of the hearts. Do not grow weary or feel burdened in commanding prayer, for Allah Almighty said, and enjoin prayer upon your family and be steadfast therein. We ask you not for provision. We provide for you, and the best outcome is for the righteous. May Allah Almighty make us and our offspring among those who establish prayer, diligently maintain it, focus within it, and attain the highest ranks of paradise. Indeed, Allah is all hearing, answering." هذا والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله.